Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we are the Fit Chicks. How are you, Amanda?
I'm awesome. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited about today's podcast, actually. So we get a lot of questions kind of emailed to us or on our Facebook page. And sometimes we do like an entire episode on a question. But today we're going to switch it up a little bit. And what we did was I actually collected all of the questions that we've been getting recently and thought we'd do a quick little Q&A with each other going through all the questions.
I'm just glad it's not like a test like last time.
I know.
When we did that, when we did the rancid fat test. Jeez.
When I do the surprise pop quizzes, you're like, God, why do you ask me?
It's stressful.
I know. Well, some of these questions are fun and we just thought, I don't know. I like doing stuff like this too. So it's going to be a good one today. We're going to cover a lot. We're going to cover a lot too with fitness, nutrition, and wellness. So
all right, let's dive in.
Let's do it. Okay. So question number one that we got was about how do we stay active on the daily? So I thought I would start off with this with you, Amanda. So what is your biggest tip to keeping active on the daily?
My biggest tip is to basically, I mean, I guess for me, it's to put it in my schedule and to try to stay really consistent with my scheduling. That's probably my biggest tip because I find as soon as, and I'm not sure if this happens to you too, but like, I like doing my workout at the exact same time every day.
Me too.
And if I don't do it, oftentimes I just won't do any workout that entire day then because all of a sudden my whole schedule gets hijacked and then it's like evening and then I'm like, I'm tired or like I'm busy doing like, you know, making dinner, doing other things, whatever the case may be. But I find if I don't do it within that scheduled period of time that I'm consistent with, I just won't do it at all. Or I'll do something like halfway, like I won't really get into it. So
yeah, the fluff workout.
Yeah, so that's definitely probably my biggest tip is to like, schedule it, like put it in your schedule, put it in your calendar and be like this hour or hour and a half or half hour, whatever the case may be, whatever you need to get your workout in, put it in there and honor it and don't let anything else trump it unless obviously emergencies. But other than that, it's like, nope, this is blocked off. This is me time.
Completely. And that's actually probably, that's similar to my tip too. It's actually been shown that people who do their workout at the same time every day actually are consistent longer with keeping with a workout program. Mm-hmm. And most people are more consistent if they do workout in the morning. And usually that's because, you know, obviously like you're saying, things happen during the day, you get hijacked. And then it's like in the evenings too, you're tired after work. And the first thing to go is usually the workout. You're like, forget it. I'm not going to do that. I'll do this instead. Unless you have a scheduled program. That's the only time I think that a lot of people end up staying consistent in the evenings. It's like our boot camp is in the evenings, our Fit Chicks boot camp, and people feel accountable to the group to go. So that's something if you are more of an evening worker outer and you have trouble sticking with it, join a program because then you'll feel accountable to go.
Also, I think to add to that, I think one of the other things that can make you still stay consistent is if you are someone who is a evening worker outer, as you call it.
And even my beautiful terminology is evening worker outer.
If you're an evening worker outer, I think that the other thing that I would suggest too is always plan so that your workout is you go right from work to your workout. Don't go home first. Because if you go home first and you're like, I'm going to go home, I've got an hour, I'm going to relax for a minute, change, have something to eat. Like you'll just completely lose your motivation because you're home, like you're comfortable. You know what I mean? My recommendation is like, you just go right from one to the next.
And my biggest tip too for how I keep active on the daily is to actually have a program I'm following. So whether it be from like a personal trainer that I know during the week, like Monday I'm doing this, Tuesday I'm doing this, Wednesday I'm doing this, because again, it's like that feeling of accountability. And also, you know, you have an actual plan. You're not doing, I call them the fluff workouts. It's when you don't really know what you're doing. You're just kind of like, oh, I'm going to work out today. And then you pick up the weight, you do, you know, a couple bicep curls, then you're doing a few lunges, then you're doing a little bit of hits. And then you're, you know what I mean? And you're kind of
that's
like,
that's what I do whenever I'm on vacation.
Me too.
Workouts are exactly that. They're never planned. They're just like super random. Whenever I'm in a hotel or something, it's like, I go into the hotel gym and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll do a leg press. Nope, don't like that today. Gonna do this.
But think about those workouts. Like, they're usually the most, like, you're probably not sweating. You kind of leave them being like, well, why the hell did I even do that? Like, you know what I mean? So it's so much better. I find, like, that's my other tip to staying active on the daily is when you actually have a plan, like a program you're following, or you print off workouts that you're going to do in advance. Like, it will make your life so much easier because you take out any thought process around it or any decision making. And like, that's one thing with, there's a lot of stuff out right now, like in the world, talking about decision making exhaustion, because we have so many decisions that we have to make all the time that when you take out the idea of having to make the decision, it makes your life so much easier, less stressful, and more efficient. So don't make it up to, like, don't turn it into something you have to think about and plan while you're doing it. Just have it planned in advance.
And so have a plan and have a schedule.
Have a plan, have a schedule. Sorry, it's not more sexy.
I know.
Planning and scheduling.
All right, next question.
Next question. Currently, what is your favorite workout tool, website, or person you get information from, inspiration from?
Oh boy. That's a big question.
Or just one of them.
Yeah, no, for sure. You go first. Let me think about it.
Oh God. Now I feel like I'm on the spot.
You're on the spot. Give me a second.
Well, one of the websites that I really like, cause I'm more on the nutrition side. It's, now I'm not even going to remember what the actual website is. Okay. I'm going to put it on. I'm going to put the actual link to the website on our blog after this, but I'm learning a lot because about fats. I'm obsessed with fats right now. And if you listen to the last podcast too, we were talking about healthy fats and how to take care of your fats and store them. It's a very interesting podcast. But there's a lot out there right now too about the benefits of eating a higher fat diet just for your overall health and brain health and aging. So there's this website and it's about the ketogenic diet, which is really focused on its high fats. So it's basically your diet's broken up to 70% fat, 20% protein, only 10% carbohydrates. And a lot of people are seeing a lot of really awesome health benefits from this. So this website that I go to has a ton of amazing recipes that are mostly made from fats. And there's, cause you know, when we think of fats, we usually just think of cooking with them or putting them on toast or, you know what I mean? So, but I can't remember what it's called. I think it's ketoNS. I can't remember. I'll put it on the blog, but that's one I get a lot of inspiration from. The other thing that I'm really into right now, again, when it comes to working out is gliders. So for anyone who's ever used them or doesn't know what they are, they're these like circles that you can either put under your feet or under your hands and they slide and you could do like a ton of different stuff with it. And they make your body, they really challenge your stabilizing muscles. So I used to use them a lot. I kind of stopped using them and now they're back in the rotation and I love them.
All right. Well, I think for me, it would probably be, I mean, one of the biggest tools that I probably use, and I don't know, cause it's not like a physical, like outside tool, but one of the things that really kind of keeps me balanced is just probably my meditation practice. It's like more of a practice than a tool, but it's definitely a tool that I have in my own personal toolbox. So it can definitely help, especially I've been using it a lot lately. Cause there's just been a lot of stress, a lot of changes in my life. And so I've been really tapping back into that side of it and doing a lot of reading on mindfulness again. It's something that I'm very into and I always have been, but just taking a little bit more time to actually sort of reread my notes and kind of get a little bit more connected to that again. And then in terms of websites or people that inspire me, I think that probably I just thought of it and then I was listening to your ketogenic stuff and I just got sidetracked.
See, so fascinating, the facts. They're a real conversation starter. They get you sucked in. One thing too, one person I get a lot of inspiration from too is from, we were just at a conference actually. It was a lot of entrepreneurs and really high level people when it comes to talking about mindset and mindset shifts. And one of the speakers was Robin Sharma, and he wrote the book, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. I think that's what it's called. Again, my brain apparently is not working remembering the actual names of things. But I loved him speaking live. I love his approach. I love the way he talks.
It's a great delivery.
Totally. And just the way he talks a lot about mindset shifting and leading without a title and, you know, serving and the work that you do in the world. I get a lot of inspiration from him too.
The one thing I really enjoyed about watching him speak too was the idea of that you can tell that what he was saying was very mindful, or else he was just trying to remember his speech, but I don't think so. It's like I know I told you about this girl. She taught us our ethics when I did my yoga teacher training way back. And I still remember her because she stuck out to me because the way that she spoke was so mindful. Every single sentence that she would say, there would be a pause beforehand because it's almost as if she was ensuring that what she was saying was truthful before she actually spoke it. So it was like the most fascinating thing to see someone who was so connected to like actually what was coming out of their mouth, you know, because so many times we just speak out of turn, or we just talk and we just say things, and you may not even really mean what you're saying, or you may not have even really thought about it too much. And you could tell that she was so thoughtful. And I found when I was watching him speak, I felt like that was sort of that same level of mindfulness that was happening.
Completely.
But I remember the other website.
Oh, awesome.
Also, the other website that I really like right now is Fit Fusion. And
oh, I don't know this one.
Fit Fusion, it's Jillian Michaels is one of like the co-creators of it. And so basically it's a website dedicated to at-home workouts, but it's actually like workout videos that you can download. So you can pay a membership fee. I believe they have a free trial as well, but basically it's just like a huge collection of all different trainers and all different types of workouts. So you can go on there and it's almost like a Netflix, but for workouts. So you can be like, oh, I want to do Pilates today, or I want to do this, or I want to do a HIIT workout, or et cetera. And there are so many different styles, different levels and all of that. It's amazing. And it's like, it's just a really cool collection, and it gives so much variety, so many options, rather than having to like go on YouTube and try to like search stuff because you never know what you're going to get. It's like, you know that the quality is there, the production is there, everything is really well done. It's a really good site. So if anyone is looking for at-home workouts, I use it a lot for a lot of inspiration, especially when I'm doing creation of our workout programs, and just different ideas when I'm getting into a personal rut. But it's got some great stuff on there.
Ooh, I'm totally checking that out.
Yeah.
I haven't heard about that one yet.
You're missing out.
Oh, I'm going to be on it. Okay, so next question. Right now, what is your favorite healthy snack, either a product or homemade?
I don't even have to think about it. Grapes.
That was definitely a quick answer.
That is like the only thing I ever want to eat right now. But again, I mean, for our listeners out there, like right now I'm 7 months pregnant. So it seems to be that is like what the baby wants. And so the baby gets what the baby wants, which is grapes, like every day. And it's so funny because I'm very particular and I only buy organic grapes. So I end up spending like literally like $25 a week on grapes because I just eat grapes all the time. And then like, and they're so expensive, but here in Canada at least, but they're so worth it. But yeah, that's definitely like my favorite snack from like a healthy standpoint. I know it's not a good balanced snack, but it's definitely just something that I'm like, I just can't get enough of.
Well, and the thing with grapes too, is there's so many different ways you can do things with them as well. Like frozen grapes are amazing. If you ever want like a cold, you know what I mean? Like in the summertime more, just throw them in the freezer and they're fantastic. And I actually tried some grapes too this summer. They're cotton candy grapes.
Oh, I've heard of them.
They actually taste like cotton candy. It's the weirdest thing.
I didn't want to eat them because it's like the apples that taste like grape juice. And have you seen those too? Like, I don't want to eat stuff that's like, it's like Frankenfood. Like it's like weird. Cause it's like, created to taste something different. I like the things, like I like the way that they taste naturally.
Yeah, like how Mother Nature made them. No, it was very strange. It's almost like
I think it would totally throw you off. It's like when you like take a sip of water, or you think what you think is water, and then it ends up being vodka.
Oh, I just kind of shudder because that has happened to me before.
I think it's happened to like almost anyone, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe just
in your 20s after.
Yeah, yeah. Not now. Not today. What's your favorite healthy snack?
Right now, there's a couple of different things that I'm really into. So I find for me, I usually have like 5 foods on rotation, and then I go on like kicks with them. So one thing I've been super into is I love Mary's crackers. I don't know if you've ever had them. They're like, rice crackers, rice and seed crackers. They're gluten-free and they're super crunchy, like literally can break your teeth, but they're really good for making, like I made homemade nachos on them. I really like them to like scoop stuff. I'm really into eating stuff scooped. Like I make like a chicken salad and I scoop it with the crackers. I don't know. It's very strange. So that's one of the things I'm really into. I also am super into green smoothies again right now. It's funny, like even talking about the gliders, like I'm bringing things back in rotation that I used to do all the time. And then I stopped for periods of time. So, in my fridge, right, or in my freezer right now, it's like stocked with frozen spinach. I buy, like if you buy a bag of frozen spinach, don't buy the block, buy the bag that has like the single, they're called nuggets, but basically it's just like a little ball of spinach. And you just take out 3 of those, throw them in the smoothie, and it's perfect. Because even frozen too, it helps the consistency. So I'm super into green smoothies. I'm trying to think of anything else. Mary's crackers, green smoothies. Oh, and I'm really also on pumpkin seeds as well. And pumpkin seeds are amazing. They're packed full of magnesium and zinc, and they're really good, especially if you're dealing with any, if the men listening, if you are dealing with any fertility issues, always think zinc is for the dink. It will help you. I'm kind of all over the place today. I'm like, zinc is for the dink. But pumpkin seeds are they're so good for you. Just sprinkle them on top of, you know, your yogurt or have them as a snack. Make sure they're the raw ones.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's kind of my healthy snacks. Okay,
I just like grapes.
I know you like grapes. Okay, next question. So what is your fave workout clothes or runners?
I think for me, workout clothes-wise, I actually really like, so I think they have it in the United States as well, but in Canada, we have the store called Costco, which is like this huge, like warehouse kind of store.
No, I think Costco was made in the States.
I think so too, but I want to be sure. I don't know if it's called something different, cause I know it's like Price Co before or something. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that Costco exists everywhere though. But anyways, I actually really like the workout clothes from there. Like those are like my favorite because they're just like, they're not super expensive. Cause I find that I have to like change up my workout clothes all the time because they get like grungy. So I'm consistently buying new workout clothes like every couple of months. And if I had to go and spend like a ton of money and buy, you know, really expensive gear, it would cost a lot. So I usually buy my stuff at Costco. But I do really like for sports bras, I'm really into Shock Absorber.
Oh, so yes.
It's the only sports bras that work for me. So for anyone who has, you know, the ladies and who has like a big chest, I definitely recommend Shock Absorbers. I get mine at the Bay and they always have like the Bay deals and stuff. So you get a good deal on it. But like, honestly, even though they're like, you know, a little bit pricey, they are so worth it because they are so comfortable.
Well, and especially if you start, if you're a worker outer and you're working out regularly, you need that support, especially like, you know, there's nothing worse than jumping around doing burpees or whatever and your boobs are flying all over the place. Like,
well, no. And it's just also, I find for comfort, like I find when I was doing long distance running and stuff like that, if I wasn't wearing a good sports bra, it actually made my run harder.
Oh, for sure.
because I almost felt more winded. Like, it's weird. So I actually buy, I mean, this probably isn't great, but I always buy my sports bras one size too small because I actually want my boobs to be like squished, because for me, it's not about how it looks. It's just about like function. And I want them to be like basically like not moving at all. So rather than having to wear like two sports bras or whatever, because I know that we've all done this before, if you just buy a really good one, you invest money and buy yourself some good ones, Shock Absorber is my personal fave, I guarantee that you will have like eliminate a lot of your issues. And then in terms of running shoes, I really like Nikes. Like I'm pretty much like a Nike girl for running shoes. And, you know, I say that's probably attributed to my brother-in-law because he used to work for Nike. So he'd always give me shoes. So I got to try all these different ones. And I'd never bought Nike before. But now I realize that I actually really like, there's only certain styles I really like with them, but definitely them or Asics.
Yeah, I really like Adidas, the Climacools. Because I like shoes that are lighter weight, but I like ones that also have structure. And I find for me, Nikes don't work with my feet. Like I've never found a pair that I find really comfortable. Mm-hmm. But I have bigger feet. So for all our big footed ladies who are like a size 10 or 11, I find, I like Reeboks and I like, Adidas Climacools.
Cool.
The other place I really like too for workout clothes is because I like a higher waisted workout pant. And mm-hmm. I find that so many workout pants, and I, at least.
But you're also tall.
Yeah. But they're, at least they're getting away from this trend of like the low rise workout pant. Like, hello, when you're bending down, squatting, moving all over the place, last thing you want is like half your butt showing. So I really like something that's like higher waisted. And I find that Old Navy actually also has really great workout clothes.
I've never bought anything at Old Navy.
Yeah, I actually really like their workout clothes. And their all of their workout pants, their capris, their pants, even their shorts, I find that they're higher waisted. They have a thicker, higher waistband. Like I literally, if I could wear like a full like pants that went up to like my neck, I probably would. Like I just love that feeling of everything covered and in.
It's like the pants I wore to your house the other day. Remember the oak?
Oh yeah. Like and pretty much like pulling them over your head from the waistband.
They're so comfortable though. I don't even care.
Yeah, like I like a higher waist, and especially for leg days and things like that, like and bending down and jumping around. Like I hate having to pull up my pants. I like workout clothes that you don't have to readjust when you're doing.
Oh yeah, totally. There's nothing worse than you're like every 5 seconds pulling up your pants.
And the thing that I like about the Old Navy stuff too is it's affordable. Like they always have sales on, you know, they're cute and they're still like, you can get a pair of pants for like $14 or $15 as opposed to, you know, going to some of the expensive stores. And a lot of the people who make workout clothes, there's only so many suppliers. So a lot of times, even the cheaper places are actually using the same supplier as the really expensive places.
It's like that blog post that I read about the Costco clothes being actual Lululemon clothes.
Yeah.
I remember reading this and it was like basically a comparison between the hoodies at Costco. Like, I don't know what's the Costco brand?
I think it's Tuff, Tuff. Yeah. I really like it too.
So it was a comparison between that brand and Lululemon's. And if you look at like the stitch work, the detail, like the zipper detail, like everything is identical. And it's like, even the material is the exact same. And so I remember reading this question. Obviously it's like a myth. Like it could be true, but there's no proof of it. But
they're saying
basically that it's Lululemon's designs that they've just decided that they didn't want to carry, or like they, you know, maybe just like had like some sort of like change to it. So then they sell it off through Costco instead. So I was like, whatever.
I just like, I'll take it for half the price. Like,
yeah, totally.
Okay. So let's fly through these next questions. So
all right.
How do you stay motivated to live healthy?
So I actually have like a two-part answer to that because I mean, I stay motivated to live healthy because I know how it makes me feel. I know how every single day when I don't move and when I don't eat healthy, if I eat crappy food and think I feel crappy, right? So it's like, I understand the correlation between how, what I do and what I consume, how it affects me. And it also affects me on an emotional level. So that keeps me really motivated to live a healthy life. And then I think the second part now more so than ever, being that I am pregnant and I'm about to be a mom and all of that, I think that's a huge motivation as well, because I want to make sure that as I'm pregnant, I want to make sure that I'm doing everything possible to make sure that I'm taking care of my baby. So eating really healthy, you know, cutting out any like, as you know, I used to be like a super huge, like diet pop fan. It was like my one huge vice.
I know. I'm like aspartame, so bad.
I know. I couldn't like even imagine not having it in my life. And the day that I found out that I was pregnant, I haven't drank it since. I literally just don't drink it, and it's fine. And it, like, you know, it was weird, because it wasn't even a really hard decision. It was just like, I knew that that's just what I had to do to take care of my baby and to be healthier for her. So I guess for me, there's those two sides to it. It's like, yes, I'm motivated to live healthy because it makes me feel better. And I know, you know, I want to live a long, healthy life in that sense, but then also being pregnant and then knowing I'm going to be a mom soon, I want to make sure that I'm taking care of myself to the maximum effort so that I am capable of then caring for her.
Well, and I also think when it comes to, I mean, once you create health as a habit and it becomes your lifestyle, then it's almost like you don't need the motivation in a sense. Cause I think, you know, a lot of people, they think, oh my God, like I just can't get motivated to go to the gym. Yeah. Or they think of fitness and health in certain, like as certain things, like going to the gym. They don't think, okay, being healthy and, you know, on the regular could mean just going for walks every day. It could right. be, you know, making like eating real whole food as opposed to eating out all the time. So I think once it becomes like your lifestyle, it's not even, you don't need to consciously think about staying motivated for it. True. And I always say to people, I'm like, I just wish you would give me like 4 weeks with you where we could change up like your diet and your exercise, just so you could see how you're going to feel. Like if people knew how good they could feel, mm-hmm. if they made those changes, you would never go back. You know, but you got to try it for a period of time and then it will become the habit. Then you don't need the motivation because now it's a habit, but it's like, you got to do it to know how good you feel. And that for me is the same thing that motivates me, is that I know mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, how I feel when I'm not taking care of myself in terms of fitness, nutrition, and wellness. I feel like shit.
Yeah.
I'm anxious. I look like shit. I gain weight. You know what I mean? Like I can't process my emotions. I'm stressed. Like after I've had like a week away, like, you know, when we went to a wedding and I was away for a week at an all-inclusive, you know, eating foods I don't normally eat, drinking lots more than I normally drink. And by the end of that week, I just came home and I was like an emotional, physical mess. Like I just was like, ugh, I feel stressed. I feel like, because after a week of putting poison in your body, mm-hmm. but so many people, that's just their regular day to day. And it's like, you don't realize that you are even feeling bad because you don't realize how good you could feel. So.
No, totally. I agree. I find that like there's certain foods even that I know if I eat it, I actually feel like, for me, if I eat Chinese food, not like real traditional Chinese food, but like, yeah, like the, you know, like you like Canadian version with like chicken balls and that kind of stuff.
Like where everything kind of tastes the same.
Yeah. It's all just like, it's all
MSG and
yeah. I find if I eat that, which I barely ever do unless I'm taking Dave's Nona to to lunch, because that's her favorite place. I always find afterwards I'm like an emotional wreck. Like I feel like depressed and weird for about 2 days after. And I'm sure it's just the MSG and it's just like all of the like grease and like whatever. It's just like, I don't know. It's so strange though, but it's something that I'm aware of because I'm completely. So aware of my health, you know?
Completely. So then that kind of leads into the next question. Then it's like, yeah. The next question was, how do you balance social time, like with cocktails and living healthy?
Well, there's no cocktails for me.
You're like, you get pregnant. That's what you do.
No, you know, the way that I balance it is I treat my body really well. I try to care for my body as much as possible, care for my emotional and mental state and physical state as well. And when I do decide, you know, to go out and like have dinner and drinks and desserts and not even think about it, I literally just give myself that permission. And I don't anymore. Before I used to, but now there's never a time that I actually have any guilt anymore.
Well, and I think that's one of the hardest things for a lot of women to get to that place is,
yeah.
It, and I always love, there's, we had a podcast a while back with Summer Inanen, who she's a body image coach. And she talks a lot about, you know, taking away the guilt associated with any food. And the first step to breaking the diet rules is basically giving yourself permission to eat anything. Mm-hmm. Because we kind of end up, we turn these foods again into clean foods, dirty foods, bad foods, good foods, whatever. And then we end up, it makes you actually crave and want the things that are bad, because that's the way that we are built, is we want the things we tell ourselves we can't have.
Right.
So as soon as you start to give yourself permission, you're like, you know what? I can eat whatever I want, whenever I want. You actually just naturally will start to make healthier choices, because again, you'll realize how good it makes you feel. The one thing that I do too, in terms, cause I do like my cocktails, and I'm going to be totally honest about that. I even, this week I had a little bit too much wine and I paid for it the next day. But I find that when it comes to drinks, there's certain drinks that for sure, if you're going to, you know, if you want to kind of stay with your workout plan a little bit more, that are lower in terms of like sugar. So things like vodka and soda, if you're going to drink it, there's tons of flavored vodka and soda. They're going to be a little less denting to your workout plan. Also, they have some new cocktails that are out too in Canada. I don't know if it's in the States. They're called Social Lights. And they're actually like, they have a cucumber and ginger one. I think it's cucumber and ginger.
Hmm.
But it's the same. It's like a vodka-based drink.
I'm so clearly out of the alcohol loop.
A lot of times too, when people drink certain like beer, because there's gluten in beer, they get really, really bloated. So if you're going to, you know, going for things like a glass of wine or a vodka soda is probably a little bit better. But I also, like, I mean, I'm like you, I give myself permission to kind of do now whatever I want. And I know that I will pay for it when I make the bad choices. And that's the thing that I pay for it in the sense of like, I'm a bad person, I shouldn't have done that. I just know, okay, if I do end up drinking too much, I'm going to have a hangover and feel like garbage. Do I want to do that? No. And if it does happen, I'm not going to beat myself up. I'm going to say, okay, next time I'm not going to have that many cocktails.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, and one of the biggest things for me with getting rid of the guilt was just like the idea of like, before I used to always be, if I went out and I had like, I don't know, just desserts and everything else and just kind of went all out on like a dinner or something, the whole time I'd be thinking, okay, tomorrow I'm going to have to do like an extra part of a workout, or I'm going to have to add this on, or I'm going to have to go for an extra walk at night to like burn off these extra calories. Or like, I would start calculating in my brain, like what I need to do to like fix this. And now I don't think about that at all. Like I literally just enjoy everything, knowing that 7 days a week, well, maybe not seven, maybe it's like six, because maybe there is the one night a week that I will indulge. But majority of the time, 80% of the time, I'm always taking care of myself. So it's totally fine to be able to indulge. And I don't think about it anymore. I really don't.
No, and it's a great place to get to. And I wish that for everybody, you know, because I was the same. I was in that cycle for so long where it's like exercise was punishment. Like I was punishing myself for, you know, having too much food the night before. And then I would, you know, run, like go for a run for 60 minutes. And the whole time I'm thinking negative thoughts about myself, hating the exercise and using it to punish myself in a sense.
Yeah. You know?
And it's like, that just is so counterintuitive to everything. And it's so counteractive to what you're actually trying to do, where exercise should be a celebration of your body, never used as punishment.
Definitely.
Okay. So next question, do you have a healthy morning ritual to set the tone for the day?
I do. My morning ritual is, I obviously, as soon as I wake up, I always drink a lot of water. So I always have water beside my bed at night, and then I drink as much as I can. Like I try to like chug as much as possible. I usually have a bottle that's like 750 milliliters. And so I try not to drink it before I go to bed, because I also have to get up in the middle of the night and pee a lot. So I try to save it for the morning, and I try to drink the whole thing or at least three quarters of it. And then, basically once I'm like up and kind of moving and I feel awake, so I don't just feel sleepy anymore, then I always do a meditation practice. And I do that because it's my way of just like kind of connecting. It can sometimes be for 2 minutes. It can sometimes be for 20 minutes. It's kind of, I just allow it to kind of flow and be whatever feels natural to me every day. But I always make sure I'm awake first, like really awake, because, or else you end up just like using it as like a little extra snooze time. So I always do that.
That's me. I'm terrible with meditation. I always end up falling asleep.
Yeah, I mean, if you focus your mind and you keep it really focused, then, you know, it's hard to fall asleep. But it's easy to fall asleep because it's so easy for us to just like let go of the mindfulness. But yeah, so I do that every morning to sort of set the tone for my day. And then from there, I have breakfast and then I do my workout. So that's sort of my flow. In between there, at some point, I always check my email too, just to make sure there's nothing urgent. But I try not to do that until after I've meditated so that I'm not focused on, or I haven't created any energy already.
Yeah. My morning ritual for healthy, like a healthy morning ritual, I drink water as well, but I drink warm water with lemon. So that just also, it helps to start your digestive process. So a lot of times after I end up doing that, I then immediately have to go to the bathroom. So that's usually my like getting everything out, having my lemon water. There's lots of, it's like a very easy, daily kind of natural detox method. People have been doing it for years. So I highly recommend people drinking lemon water in the morning.
It's funny. I've never gotten into it.
Especially if you have problems going to the bathroom. And then I also do, then when I brush my teeth, I say my my gratitude. So I do three things I have gratitude for every day. And I always do it while I brush my teeth. Because then I'm killing two birds with one stone. But I also, again, it's like getting that consistency that, like, you know, how we're talking about scheduling your workouts. It's if you start to make things a ritual, make them a practice every single day, it just becomes easier to stick to them. So I know gratitude puts me in the right frame of mind. So as long as I, like, instead of being like, oh, I have to do it or I'll forget to do it, I just always now associate gratitude with teeth brushing.
Right.
So I always do it during that time. So that's where, and it's a good thing to do too, because you know, you brush your teeth first thing in the morning and you brush your teeth right before you go to bed. So you can do your gratitude at the exact same time as you brush your teeth.
See, I use my teeth brushing time for my hangout time with my cats. For some reason, they really like to hang with me when I brush my teeth.
But that's a great healthy morning ritual too, because you're being around animals and you're feeling love and happy thoughts, and it's good.
Literally, they jump on my counter in my bathroom every morning as soon as they hear the water start to run for me to brush my teeth. And they just sit there and stare at me.
Okay. So next question, we got two more. So what are your top five go-to foods that you always have on hand in your fridge for healthy meals? Oh, I like this question.
Okay. Top five foods. Number one, boneless, skinless chicken breast. We always have it because I always need it. It's the only meat protein that I actually eat. We always have eggs, because just super important, again, from a protein perspective and just for like a really quick, easy meal. I always have spinach in my fridge. I eat a lot of spinach salads. Sometimes I literally just have spinach with olive oil on it and like, that's it. Yep. Depending. It just depends on what I want in those days. Grapes.
Obvi.
I've already explained that one. And then what's the other one? I have the other four so quick. And then the fifth one, I would say probably broccoli. I have a lot of broccoli. We eat tons of broccoli in my house because I mix it up in a lot of different things, whether it's I'm making a pasta dish or whether I'm, you know, making oven roasted dishes. I always like chop it up and I use it as part of like a sauce and things like that.
Well, my top five are kind of similar. I always have eggs, always eggs. Because they're a super cheap source of protein and of healthy fats. You know, eggs have always gotten the bad rap because, you know, saturated fats for so long, and, you know, people have related it to cholesterol, but now all the studies are showing that that's all BS. So eggs are good. So I always have eggs. I always have cans of tuna. I know you hate tuna.
Oh, God. I think
it smells like cat food. But I have the white albacore tuna. And again, it's just a really good source of protein that's cheap. You can take it with you. So I always have cans of tuna. I also always have, I was saying earlier, bags of frozen spinach for my smoothies. I always have almond milk. So I drink unsweetened almond milk. And then what's my other one that I have?
You always have stuff for salads, no?
Yeah, I always have vegetables.
Go-to stuff.
The thing is, though, is that I live by myself. So I try not to buy a ton of veggies because I end up throwing a lot of things out. So I usually just buy like what I'm in the mood for in the next few days. So I wouldn't say they're my constant go-tos. It depends what, what kind of kick I'm on. I go through spinach salad sometimes. I'm into, I was really into arugula for a while because it's spicy. I went through a celery stick phase recently, like getting back on celery sticks. But probably the last thing that I always have too in my fridge, would be cauliflower. Cauliflower is actually the one vegetable that I always, especially if it's on sale, because it lasts a lot longer. But like you were saying with broccoli, you do a lot with it. I do a lot with cauliflower. I make cauliflower rice to substitute for regular rice. I do oven-baked cauliflower. I make soup out of it. But I love it for cauliflower rice. Like, it's one of my favorite dishes. And it's low glycemic, low carb, high fiber. So good. Okay, so last question of our culmination of all of these questions, these awesome questions that have been asked. And I really like this one. So if there was one thing you could tell your 14-year-old self about healthy living to help you start when you're young, what would it be?
What would I tell my 14-year-old self? I think it would probably be there'd probably be a couple of parts to it, because it would probably be, you know, to first of all, just learn to love and accept yourself. Also, I think it would be about prevention. I think that this goes for anybody, regardless if I was talking to my 14-year-old self or if I was talking to, you know, my mom who's 60, you know, if I was talking to them about healthy living, I would say the number one thing you can do is just start today. Start today just trying to be a little bit healthier. Try to eliminate all of the processed foods. Try to eat, you know, cleaner in terms of like more organic, more natural foods, that kind of thing. Because even if you are starting, you know, later in life, or if you're starting at 14 years old, every single ounce of effort will help and everything counts. So I think, you know, for me, I've always lived sort of my life based on prevention. Like, you know, I started having like a skin cleansing ritual when I was like 13 and stuff like that, because it was always just something that I just, you know, I always wanted to take care of my skin. And I've always, you know, paid attention to yoga and things like that, because I believe in the spiritual side as well as the physical side of health. And so I think that would be it. Does that answer the question?
Yes. I think it's a lot of good stuff. I think if there's one thing I would tell my 14-year-old self, it would be to make exercise a priority. Like from that age, like make it a priority to move your body every single day. Because I think that when it becomes a lifestyle very young, like you were talking about prevention, like when it becomes part of your lifestyle very young and part of your habits very young, and you will carry that through the rest of your life, and it will prevent, you know, a lot of issues later on, because you're going to keep your body strong and active and moving. I think it's really hard, especially when you're young and if you're not into sports, because, you know, I was never sporty. Like I played basketball and stuff in middle school, but when I got to high school at 14 years old, that's when I started discovering you know, things like cigarettes and pot and, you know, like teenage stuff that you're like, whoa, boys, like things that are way more fun than I'm like, oh, I don't, you know, I thought sports and activity were dumb at that point because I had different things that I thought were cool. But when I realized how the power of health and fitness and how much it can be such an incredible outlet, especially for young girls to start to love their body and appreciate their body, I really wish I would have started younger. And I think if we start introducing physical activity and making, because we've turned into a society where exercise is no longer, like it's like people are like, whoa, you have a lot of time if you have time to exercise. And it's like, no, it should be part of your life every single day. It should be a priority more than, you know, working an extra hour. Like I even think companies, I'm going on a rant, but I even think that companies, you know, should schedule time for their employees to go and work out every single day because they're going to be more productive. They're going to be, you know, less stressed. They're going to be healthier for the long term. Like we need to start to make it a priority. So that's what I would tell my 14-year-old self. Make exercise a priority. Make time for it every single day. Move every single day.
It's a great tip.
Yeah. Okay. So with that, we're done our questions.
Awesome. That was fun.
Okay. So we always like to end with what is your one big takeaway out of all of today? So somebody listening to our mishmash of things that we do that hopefully help you guys with whatever you are doing, whether it be, you know, maybe now you have an idea for your top five go-to foods, or you're going to visit Fit Fusion website. What is the thing though that you would want someone to take away?
I think the biggest thing that I'd want someone to take away from all of this is to find a way to, you know, motivate yourself. So whatever that thing is that's going to motivate you to live healthier day by day, find out what that is, connect to it, and get rid of any sort of guilt. Don't worry about what you've done in the past. Don't worry about, you know, what you did 5 minutes ago. Like just get rid of it because it's not serving you. I think, you know, the only thing that will serve you is the progress and the things that you're making choices to do that will help you. So just focus on that. And when you stay focused on the things that are positive, you will continue down that path.
I love it. My biggest takeaway from today is to keep asking questions. Like I love all of these questions and I love when people are curious, and the more questions you ask, especially as you're trying to get like a live a lifestyle that is surrounded with fitness, nutrition, and wellness, you know, don't be shy to reach out and ask any type of question to any person, whether it be us or your local trainer at the gym or your friend who might be interested in health and fitness, because we're all in this together and we can all help each other live healthier. But if you don't ask, you'll never know. So that's my biggest takeaway. So keep asking these awesome questions and keep giving us content to answer. We love it. Okay. So with that, let's wrap this puppy up. So of course, if you guys want to ask us any questions, you can always email us at info@fitchicks.ca. You can go on our Facebook at Fitchicks Bootcamp, Twitter, Instagram. We're all at Fitchicks. And then of course too, we have a ton of resources on our blog. We constantly post free workouts and, exercises and recipes. And of course, all of our past podcasts are there too. So hopefully that will help you guys out with some more healthy inspiration. Okay. Well, have a wonderful day and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.